undergrads at Brown University want the school to pay reparations to descendants of the slaves owned by the school's founding family. About 15 years ago, the university released a report that uncovered Brown's involvement in slavery. But students say that acknowledgement hasn't been enough. Last week, an overwhelming majority of students voted in favor of a referendum calling on the university to identify descendants and offer them reparations. Joining me now is Jason Carroll. He's a senior at Brown and the student body president. Jason, good to have you on Here and Now.
It's good to talk to you too, Peter.
And let's go back to 2006, long before you got to Brown. And this report that acknowledged the university's first president, James Manning, came to Rhode Island with his personal slave and also says about 30 members of the Brown Corporation owned or captained slave ships and were involved in the trade during their years of service to the university. Did you know about that report before you came to Brown? And if so, how did it make you feel?
Quite frankly, no, I didn't. And it came as, I don't want to say a shock, because so many of these institutions that are so powerful were built off of the oppression of Black folk, but it definitely didn't make me feel good kind of seeing how little it's talked about on campus.
Well, Brown, since the report came out, has tried, at least from its perspective, to do more about this. It's got a task force on anti-Black racism that's expected to come out with recommendations on what more the university can do to address its role in the legacy of slavery. But I know you and other students are now saying that talk is not enough here. You want reparations. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think studying and talking doesn't really do much to help the folks who have been harmed by the university. Moreover, I mean, the university promised money to Providence Public Schools. And while I think that's really great, how are we really making amends for slavery and the subjugation of Black people if we're giving money to non-Black institutions?
What exactly would the reparations be? Are these cash payments to descendants, scholarships, both?
Yeah, Peter, I really think that the first step has to be looking into where these populations of descendants are. If it is that we can find specific families, then we should probably have a conversation about perhaps direct monetary reparations. If we're talking about really broader communities, and we know some of the areas where slave ships were sent to by the Brown family, then we can have more of a conversation about, is it community development? Is it building connections with local HBCUs? So it really depends on the first step of us actually even finding out who's out there.
You can't go back and change history, but would that right the wrong?
I mean, you can never right the wrong of slavery, you know? Like, that's America's original sin. But what I think we can at least do is try to deal with the harms that the university benefits from and that have subjugated other people.
You are a descendant of slaves yourself, although you're not connected to Brown's history on that issue. But what does it mean to you that most of your fellow students at Brown want the university to take this step in rectifying its racist past? I mean, they came out and voted overwhelmingly for this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great point, Peter. And I think, you know, Brown has a very, very small Black population of students, and around 80 to 90% of students voted in support of reparations. To me, I think it shows that the Brown community as a whole, or at least the undergraduate community, even across racial lines, sees that we do have a commitment to righting the wrongs of the institution that we're a part of today.
But you know what I think is worth noting as well? That back in 2006, when the president of Brown first was talking about this report, and by the way, Ruth Simmons, the president, was the first Black president of an Ivy League school ever in history, she said that reparations were not on the table. Makes me wonder if we would even be having this conversation a year ago, even, before George Floyd died.
Quite frankly, I don't think we would have been. America's changed radically. And I think in particular, if you're looking at George Floyd's death, really before then, saying that you believed Black Lives Matter or supported Black Lives Matter was controversial. I myself had a Black Lives Matter t-shirt that my mom wouldn't let me wear out the house because she was afraid that I would be targeted for it. And so now here we are in 2021 with major institutions like Brown using that exact phrase. And so I think you're right. America was very, very different back when President Simmons was leading Brown. Brown got a lot of racist backlash, even for just trying to study the issue. But in the decade and a half that's passed since then, we've had more nuanced conversations about race and racism in this country. And other schools have started reparations programs like Georgetown University.
Founded by Jesuits, by the way. And they have committed to raising $400,000 a year for descendants of slaves who were connected to that school. But as you well know, Jason, the country is not all the way there yet by any means. So what do you say to people who are not convinced that this is a good idea? People who actually would recoil when they hear that word, reparations.
You're telling me... In the past few days, I've gotten a lot of very, I'll just say, interesting messages from folks across the country. I think it's important for all of us, whether you descend from slave owners, whether your family came here 2-3 years ago, to understand that this entire nation, all these institutions, are built off the backs of slavery. And so while some people were able to build generational wealth and some communities were able to hoard that wealth, other communities were deprived of it.
But how do you convince people that by instituting reparations, that you won't be taking away their wealth as well? You know, I think that's kind of the issue, isn't it? I mean, people who fear this are worried that all of a sudden something will be taken from them.
What I would say is that wealthy institutions like Brown have billions and billions of dollars in their endowments. We can give a small part of what we have and what we've been able to accumulate over generations to support those who haven't been able to. I think it is a moral question whether or not we're going to choose ethics and justice or if we're going to choose our pocketbooks.
Jason Carroll, student body president at Brown University, where undergrads are calling on the school to offer reparations for descendants of slaves that were connected to or owned by the school's founding family. Jason, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Peter.